Blog Talk
AVS Media Demo. AVS Media Demo. AVS Media Demo.
Good evening to each and every one of our listeners today. Today is Monday, as you know, every Monday it is the Drive at 5 Live. And I am your weekly host, Patricia McDowell. I'd like to welcome each and every one of you to the Drive at 5 Live. Each week, we will discuss health and wellness. We will guide you to the road to a better and healthy lifestyle with beneficial results. Ladies and gentlemen, we are so excited today because we have some phenomenal, phenomenal speakers today on the call. We have a positive atmosphere, and we have Maria, who is standing by, and she has some great information for all of our listeners. And before I call her on the call, I'm going to tell you a little bit about one of our friends of the Drive at 5 Live. And this is Beyond Elegance. Beyond Elegance. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are looking to live in a home of luxury after working a hard day, you deserve to come home to a palace. And who can best make your house into a palace is Beyond Elegance. Ladies and gentlemen, I encourage you to go on this website. It is absolutely phenomenal, the work that they can do. Beyond Elegance, they serve residential, commercial, and hospital industry. If you're looking for a great interior decorator, look no more. Beyond Elegance is your all-in-one decorating store. They can handle all of your decorating needs, from artwork, from window treatment, office furniture, area rugs, and so much, much more. Again, after a long day work, you deserve to come home to a palace and let Beyond Elegance transform your home. They're located at 37 Ashford Avenue, RC, New York, and their phone number, contact number is 914-674-4469. And their web address is beyondelegancenewyork.com. That's beyondelegancenewyork.com. That's beyondelegancenewyork.com. That's beyondelegancenewyork.com. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to call upon our first speaker, guest, and that is Maria from A Positive Atmosphere. Maria, are you on the phone?
Yes. Hello. How are
Maria?
You?
Hi. We are so excited. How are you doing today?
Good. Thank you for inviting me. Very exciting.
Well, thank you. And we're all sitting at the edge of our table, at our seat, waiting to hear all about A Positive Atmosphere. Can you give my audience a little background on the company and yourself?
Well, definitely. What company offers is a housekeeping service, working with non-toxic, eco-friendly cleaning products. Because it's extremely important to use non-toxic for ourselves, our family, and our pets. and our environment. So that was my whole idea, to share with everybody a positive atmosphere.
Wow, that is phenomenal. So so for a positive atmosphere, does that mean just for your residential, or could it be also be used for your home, I mean for your workplace?
Yeah,
your office, hospitals, or whatever?
Yes, I serve residential and commercial places.
Now, do you actually do the work yourself, or do you just sell the product, or do you do a combination of both?
I do a combination of both. I do the work myself, and my mom also helps. And I use a product that's called Metaluca. There are great, not only do you save money, but they're definitely the real thing. Instead of you paying $4 for one bottle of, let's say, Windex, you will be paying $5.69 for one bottle, which equals to six bottles. It's definitely the great stuff. I mean, I have used other stuff, and it does not compare to Metaluca.
Wow, that is phenomenal. So in addition to cleaning your home and making your dwelling a safe environment, but at the same time, you're saving money.
Yeah, definitely. That's exactly why I like
wow.
it. You know, I am a very honest person, and I love sharing good news with everybody. And like I said, I want to provide a positive atmosphere, and also help people out, save some money. The economy is really bad, so every penny counts.
That's exactly right. So now when you talk about, do you have like several products in your product line, or is it just one basic cleaner that you use throughout the house?
No. Well, there is various. That's exactly why I like this company, because it has various cleaning products, because you do need, like, different materials for every something, like different stuff that you need to clean. For the bathroom, you need one thing. For the kitchen, you need one thing. And this has various liquids that can help you do that. And that's exactly why I like them, because they have the variety. And it definitely works.
Wow, that is phenomenal. And for those individuals who are listening who have small children at home, we all know that children like to drop things on the floor
yes.
and pick them up and put it in their mouth. I mean, I guess when you clean your household with this type of product, that you won't have those kinds of concerns or issues with your children. Is that correct?
Definitely. Yes, yes, and you don't have to worry about being toxic at all. At all.
So what? Hello? I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So for example, so now for your services, you will come into the household, you sit down with the potential client and do an assessment, a home assessment.
Yes, I usually go into people's homes or commercial places, and I give them an estimate, fair estimate, and from there we take it on.
And how often would you say a person should use your services?
A lot of people I find that I do every other week. Every other week, it seems fair. For commercial places, definitely every week.
Every week. Uh-huh.
Yes.
And with your products in which you are that you use, would you recommend that not only do they do it every week and use it every time they want to clean their home, but also would you also highly recommend it during, like, for example, I'm like my mother, she's into like the spring cleaning and the fall cleaning and the winter cleaning. Would you recommend it for that?
Yes, I do. I also do a lot of that. I do spring cleaning for people and anything that they need to, like closet cleaning, any problem that they have within organizing. I love doing that. I mean, our services are wide. It's not only cleaning, but it's servicing other needs that people need.
Mm-hmm.
people want.
One of our next guest speaker that will be on the call is into the environment and saving the environment. How would you say your products after it goes into the system? When I talk about the system, through our drain pipes and in the sewage system and wherever it goes, is it environmentally friendly?
It is environmentally friendly. It does not go into our water. It is not toxic at all. The plastic bottles are recyclable, all of them. And another thing that is concentrated, right, you're not buying 6 bottles every time, with the product. It's only one bottle that you're using over and over again. All you do is dilute it. And that's it. I mean, you're not buying constantly products over and over again. And that's how it's also recyclable, helps the environment.
So if my listeners were interested in receiving your products, how would they obtain those products? Would they call you? Would they go to a website?
Contact me. My number is 914-523-9721. Or they can email me at DominguezWhit, and that's DominguezWhit at AOL.com.
Very, very good. And if they want to read up on the products before buying, is there a website for that, or do they just have to call you and you'll just send them literature in the mail?
They can. I can definitely give them information and send them information. Definitely.
Mm-hmm. And we talked about your your cleaning products and your cleaning service. So your cleaning products, would it be more beneficial for the person to become, like, say for example, I know there's multi-level marketing companies out there that sell products. The products in which you sell, is that also a multi-level marketing company? And if so, can people join and become a distributor like yourself? And if they can, how do they go about doing that?
Yes, they can. Metaluca also gives an opportunity for you to go into the business and share the good products with everybody. I mean, it's an unbelievable company. If you believe in saving the earth and going green, definitely, and making a little bit of money. I mean, you can make a lot of money doing this. I am doing the cleaning and also selling my product, which is 2 incomes in one. And it's great, great for everybody.
Wow. Are you saying you're doing this full-time?
I'm doing it full-time, yes.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Very, very, very good. And I strongly believe in multi-level marketing business because you always have a support system. And even if you don't want to do the business full-time like you're doing yourself, just the idea of sharing such great products as the ones you have with your family and friends is just a home run all within itself. Would you agree?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. For the whole family and for everybody.
What happens with a person, for example, who has allergies or asthma? Would you recommend this product to be used in their household as well, or even more so to use these products?
Yes, people who have asthma, who are allergic to toxic fumes, this is definitely a great product to use.
And why is that?
Because it's non-toxic. The product that is used to make this type of product is non-toxic for people, for pets also.
One of the things I know that a lot of my, because this is a holistic and a wellness show, and you tend to have people who listen to shows like this, they're very concerned, not only also with the environment, but they also are very concerned with animals. And with that, people are very concerned about whether or not the products that are being used, are they Are they tested by animals?
They are not tested by animals or products, no.
Very good. Very, very, very good. And how long have you been working? How long have you been with the company?
I'm with the company 2 years, going to three.
Oh, wow. And the company's been in existence for how long?
For 3 years.
Oh, so you've
almost
really got
3 years.
Purple. You got in on the ground floor, and this is really a ground floor opportunity.
Yes. Yes, I was really excited. I took a course with the Woman Enterprise, which helped me make a business plan. And from there, I got my idea, started looking for my jobs myself, working on the job, and I made it through. I have residentials and commercials.
Very, very good. And now commercial sites can be very different from a home site in terms of using products. Is it the same intensity in terms of the solution when working in a commercial site?
Well, for like an example, I work in W.J. Tumbles in Mamaroneck Town, and I use the same products, but of course, you know, everything has to be wiped down twice because all the kids play and stuff. So definitely it's like more thorough cleaned because of the kids. And
then the other thing is I know that sometimes with an industrial area, that those areas may have grease or some kind of oil that needs to be cleaned, whether it's on the floor, like, for example, like from an auto mechanic.
Metaluca has for everything, definitely. Like, it has a degreaser, an all-purpose, an antibacterial for glass. It definitely has for everything, and they work great.
How about, for example, clothing? Do they have
for clothing? Yes, we do have a stain remover, actually. And it actually works great on, sometimes I use it even on furniture, that's clothing, to remove a spot. You can use it on your clothes, even on some carpets. It works fantastic.
Wow. And so
definitely Metaluca has for everything.
Well, how do you use it on clothing? Would you just put, like, if you have a say for example, if you have a husband who's a construction worker, would you then take his clothing and put them in the wash machine and then pour the solution on it or in the wash? How's that work?
No, you spray it before you put it in the washer. That's how you do it. It's sort of like similar to shout.
Very good. And then, like a shout. Okay, and then how long do you have to leave the solution on the...
I usually leave it for like 15 minutes before I put it in the wash. Great. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have kids, and I use, you know, they're always getting dirty. And I also use it especially for kids.
And for my listeners who were just coming in and didn't hear the beginning of the conversation, could you spell out the name of the product in which you use?
Metaluca. It is Melaleuca.
Melaleuca. And they're based where?
They are based in Dallas.
Oh, Dallas, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And for my those who are just coming on, this is actually a ground floor opportunity. The company's only been in existence for a little, maybe up to 3 years, a little bit over 2 years, which is really, really phenomenal. And in addition to having great products, it also has a business opportunity associated with the product line. So not only can you use the product for your household and keeping your home safe, but also you can share that same opportunity with family and friends. Is that correct?
Yes, definitely.
And your contact information is what? For those of you who just
it is 914-523-9721.
Uh-huh.
And you can email me at Dominguez, DominguezWhitaol.
You know, with the baby boomers getting older, you have with them getting older, so are their parents. And I know that a lot of with seniors, you know, one of the things that's very important to them is to live, you know, independently. And I know that you go with your company, A Positive Atmosphere. I know that you have a team of people who go into the homes as well as commercial sites and actually do the cleaning. Would seniors, you know, a lot of times, like I said before, they like to live independently. Would you go in or would someone contact you to clean, like, for example, their mother's house if the mother lives alone, or the father's house if the father lives alone? And in some cases, when both parents are alive, you go into the parents' home and do a thorough cleaning. Can someone contact you about to do that kind of service? And
yeah, definitely. We serve everybody.
How does that work?
Going into I have never done actually seniors' house, but I mean definitely. Mm-hmm. There's, like I said, I
serve service
to everybody who needs my help.
Okay, very, very, very good. And, well, anything that you would like to share with the audience that I may have forgotten to ask?
If they have any kind of questions, they can contact me if they need my help.
Uh-huh.
They can definitely contact me. I am here to serve everybody.
Mm-hmm. And what are your hours and days that you work?
I work every day of the week, any time of the week. Definitely. There is no time to rest. But, yeah, we service as early as 6 o'clock in the morning. And at nighttime, commercial places usually close late. So that's understandable, and we service any day of the week and any time of the week.
And again, once again, and then if anybody wanted to be a part of the company in which you represent in terms of the cleaning products, that's what's the name of that company again?
Metaluca.
Metaluca, and that the products are eco. Friendly.
They're non-toxic, eco-friendly.
And how many products in the product line? I don't think we've discussed that.
Well, there's tons of them. I can't even tell you how much, how many.
And is the product line just all cleansers, or are there other things?
There's other things that my business is cleaning. I focus that. But Metaluca has a product of vitamins and diet stuff for people. They also have Nicole Miller, which is makeup, and it's non-toxic, eco-friendly too. It's like for everything, house products, for laundry, for everything. They cover basically everything.
So for laundry, they have basically soap powder, softener, as well as liquid bleach, I guess?
Well, not bleach because it's not based on that, but they have stain removers, like we were talking about, and vitamins, and crave for diet. Like if you're in a diet, they have bars that you can eat, protein bars.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're exercising, they have powders and pills.
Oh, okay. Very good. Okay. Well, Maria, it was so great having you on our show, The Drive at 5 Live, and talking to you about your company, A Positive Atmosphere, and in which you service homes as well as commercial properties, and your phone number so people can contact you is 914-523-9721.
Yes.
And give us your email address again if someone wants to ask you questions about the products and what you're using that are eco-friendly.
It is Dominguez, dominguezwhite@aol.com.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much for that. And we look forward to maybe having you on the show again to talk about your wonderful service as well as the products in which you're using.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
Thank you, and take care. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. Same. Bye.
Okay. Bye. So, ladies and gentlemen, that was a lot of information in reference to cleaning your house, and not only just cleaning your house, which we all do, but also using products that are environmentally safe as well as friendly in terms of kid-friendly as well as pet-friendly with no toxins, and you won't have to worry about how it's going to affect the environment. So we thank Maria for that and for being a part of our Drive at 5 Live. Let's go on to one of our friends of the Drive at Live 5, and that is LaBear. LaBear, looking for someone to help you plan your up-and-coming wedding or event? Well, lay back and relax while LaBear does all the work for you. Imagine being able to enjoy your momentous day without the tedious planning that goes into it. You will work with an LaBear event specialist who will help you plan your event from concept to completion. Get started today by contacting LaBear via their website at www.labearevents.com. That's www.labearevents.com. With over 20 years of event planning and experience, you can count on expert guidance and advice to plan your special day. Come to LaBear and you will never have to go anywhere else. Go to www.labearevent.com for a free consultation today. Remember, Affairs by LaBear as memory for life. And another one of our sponsors, which we like to call Friends of the Drive at 5 at Live, is Jewels by Elan. Do you know about the new Jewels in Yonkers? It's Jewels by Elan. They are a must-see destination store in Westchester County. Ellen Edwards of Jewels by Elan has hosted many events in the store. Some events are poetry jam, charity events, in-store jewelry parties, book signing, just to name a few. And ladies and gentlemen, I was there this Saturday. She had a Divas Night out, and I tell you, the place was packed, and we had such a great time. All this is done with a Soho vibe. Ellen features a line she designs as well as some new and coming designers. It's a great place to shop and have a good conversation and perhaps a cup of tea. The low-key style makes browsing a pleasure. If you haven't stopped by yet, do yourself a favor and take a peek. Store hours are Saturday from 12 to 6 p.m. and some evenings for special events. You can call to make an appointment and schedule a shopping tour with friends. Visit the website at www.jewelsbyelan.com or call 914-512-8578. That's 914-512-8578. And I'm going to talk about, you know, we talk about the Drive at 5 Live that comes every week. And our sponsor, our primary sponsor, is Artists International. And this week, I'm going to talk a little bit about the Angel Bra. And the Angel Bra is something that, before we do that, I'll see our next caller. Our next guest is on the line, and that is Laura. Laura is with the Yonkers, City of Yonkers Green Policy Task Force. So I'm going to have her come on and share awesome, some wonderful, wonderful information about what they're doing, the progressive movement, legislations which they've had the City of Yonkers pass. It's just a phenomenal, phenomenal information. So let me get Laura. Laura,
I am here.
On the air?
I am here. Hi, Pat. How are you?
Hi. How you doing?
Good. Thank you for having us on.
Oh, thank you. And I know my listeners are going to be so excited just to hear all the things that you and your committee have been doing. You've been at the forefront of green policies making and just tackling just the environment and making sure that all of us are on track and doing the right thing so that this way we can pass on a great legacy to our children and to our children's children. So with that, can you tell us a little bit about the Green Policy Task Force?
Well, any city can have their own Green Policy Task Force. And the way that Yonkers works is that we have our council people, you know, the people that help run the government, each appoint a representative from their district to sit on this committee and make legislative decisions and help the council people understand what the issues are and how they can be addressed, specifically environmental issues.
Now, can you give an example of how the Green Policy Task Force has made a difference and has come up with maybe legislation in which the council member was able to embrace, get an understanding, and pass?
Yes. One of the best things that a task force can do is apply for grants, for example. You know, a lot of times, you know, people and organizations can be short-staffed. So if you have a task force, one of the assignments can be to look for grant money. And the Green Policy Task Force of Yonkers did that. We got a $300,000 EPA grant recently to put pollution control devices on our school buses. Okay, so the grant also paid for the outreach education aspect of that. So we were able to post signs up at all the schools in their bus loops to let the drivers know and the kids and the parents and everybody in the school property know that idling was illegal as part of the pollution control devices.
That is phenomenal. So subsequently, as a result of you getting, and especially in the economic times in which we're currently living in, when money is just so short, you know, I know that there's a lot of cities out there who that want to do the right thing, but they just don't have the funding. to put things like this in place. So to have a task force such as the YACUS, Green Policy Task Force, to go out and actively seek grants and secure actually the grants really saves the city a ton of money. Would you agree?
It saves the cities and the towns and the villages a ton of money. And I think that any place would be hard-pressed not to be able to find environmentally conscious-minded citizens who would like to roll up their sleeves and make a difference. You know, they'll volunteer. It's amazing. We also, for another example is we wanted our schools to do a better job of recycling. So, again, somebody on the task force identified a grant, and we got free recycling bins for our schools.
Wow.
Okay, now we've got 25,000 students and I think 30 schools between elementary, middle, and high schools, and each of their cafeterias are now equipped with at least 2 recycling bins. So that, again, the task force volunteers went out and did education programs in the auditoriums of the schools to teach the kids how to use the recycling. And they also work with BPW, and we provided the teachers with resource material so that they could also teach within the classrooms. Again, totally free.
That is excellent, excellent, excellent. And one of the things that I like about what you just said, Laura, was that you get all those agencies within the city, like DPW and your team, you'll go into the school, which means that ultimately what you're doing is that you're now training children at a young age about how important the environment is and how important it is for us to try to save our environment so that when they become adults, this will be second nature to them. Would you agree?
Exactly. As they say, the acorn doesn't fall far from the tree. So if they see the people who they look up to, such as their parents and their teachers and the community, taking an active role in recycling, it, like you just said, it becomes second nature to them. So it's terrific.
Well, how do people in your community learn about the Green Policy Task Force? Do you have to take booths? Do you have affairs? Do you have websites? So how do you advertise? How do people learn about, you know, what you're doing and who you are and, you know, what are you doing within the community and how people get involved? How do people learn this information?
That is such a good question. The city of Yonkers is poised to be the third largest city in New York State. So we've got about 200,000 residents. And I couldn't tell you statistically how many of them have heard of the Green Policy Task Force, but I can say that we do a lot of public outreach, and some ways in which we do that are through, let's see, we do what's called an e-blast, which is an email newsletter, and we provide topical information for residents. For example, we'll reiterate to them when their recycling days are. We'll tell them where to recycle their CFL light bulbs. We'll keep them updated on pending legislation. You know, we keep them in the loop, so that's one way. Another way, interrupt you if I talk too much, is we have a booth at the farmer's market, and we talk to people bilingually and tell them who we are and what we do. We try not to pass out paper. We hold a big award ceremony every year for people in Yonkers who do green good deeds. And that can be as simple as somebody who hangs their laundry on the line or somebody who's installed solar panels at their house. You know, we make it a big, fun award ceremony. We just had it the day after Earth Day, and I think we had about 300 people. So it's a way of giving back to people. We keep the local press in touch with what we do. We send them press releases. And, you know, a lot of it is word of mouth. We just keep plugging away at it.
That really is phenomenal. And it's such important work in which you do, and now you as well as your committee. Do you have a budget in which you work from, or you just kind of wing it and try to figure out to do things like as cheaply as possible but still effectively?
You know, we wing it for the most part. And again, I think because people are so concerned about the environment and people do want to help, that we can do it in a very cost-effective way. Again, a lot of our operating budget is done through grants. So, you know, it doesn't take a lot of startup to get something like this going. And then also, if you're working through a city, you could ask them for a small operating budget, too, and they can just work it into their budget. I know these are tough economic times, but it certainly is worth a shot.
How did, because I know people are listening and they're curious, and I know their minds are racing right now and saying, wow, that's such a great idea. That's something I would like to see in my hometown, whether they're living in Georgia or whether they're living in the Maranick or whether they're living in, you know, in China, whatever. How would one go about making a green policy task force? How would they go about that? Would they go and contact their local legislator, or would they try to formulate a committee first and then go and broach their legislator?
You know, that's a good question. It's chicken or egg, and I don't have the formulaic answer. I think it's, you know, a matter of maybe talking to your local legislator and asking him or her how they may think the best way to do it is.
Mm.
And then working under that guise.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I was going to say, you know, a lot of this depends upon volunteer work. And we also, this is something I neglected to mention before, we've reached out to the local colleges and universities and brought in interns to help us and to, you know, do things like work the farmers market and to research legislation. You know, one way I think to appeal to your local government is to find other municipalities that have the same population and, you know, compare what others are doing to what you're doing so that maybe you may not be the first village to pass a chicken ordinance or to try to put together some type of sustainability, you know, green building legislation, you know, because there's safety in numbers sometimes.
Right. That's so true. It's so true. With all the important work that you're doing, have you created and have a website in which, you know, people can, like, from the time to time go and look and see what it is that you have what you have to offer and what you've done in the past?
Well, you know, our website is not our strongest tool. We do have one, and it's at the address would be www.cityofyonkers.com, and then you would type in the search bar Green Policy Task Force. But again, that's not our strongest tool. I think that our e-blast is really where we get the most bang. And if you do go on the City of Yonkers website, all of our e-blasts are on there, so you could click and see what we've done, and there are links to our legislation, you know, model legislation, that type of thing. So, you know, and again, Google is such a great tool. For example, right now we're researching green cleaning supplies and making that mandatory for city, you know, if the city council would pass. We're suggesting making it mandatory for the schools and for the city to only order green cleaning supplies. So rather than reinvent the wheel, I went on Google and looked at model legislation from other municipalities, put them all together, and created my own stew, if you will.
Right. It's interesting that you said that, because the person, our guest speaker right before you came on, the person from 5 to 5:30, that's what she worked with. She works with, she represents a company that has environmentally friendly cleaning solutions. So it was very good. So this was so timely for you to even.
Oh, no kidding. I'm sorry I missed her.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And the other thing is, Laura, what do you think is the ultimate goal of the Green Policy Task Force?
That's a good question. One of the ultimate goals of having a task force such as ours would be to implement best practices across the country. And the changes you make, as small as they may seem, can have such a big impact on the environment. Even, you know, when you go to the store and you forget your reusable bag and you use a plastic bag, you know, it seems like such a small thing. But if everybody used a reusable bag, or if plastic bags had a 5-cent surcharge on them like Washington, D.C. did, or if they're completely outlawed like Berkeley, California did, it makes a huge impact on the billions of gallons of oil that are used to create the plastic bags, the litter that comes from the plastic bags. They end up in the waterways, you know, turtles choke to death on them. You know, so everything that we do makes a big difference. So I think that would be the ultimate impact, is impacting the environment one little bit at a time.
I know some of the supermarkets in the Yonkers area, I guess we could say New York area, I know one of the, instead of them punishing people for using their eco bag, what they do, they give them a little discount off of their total cost or sale cost of their products, of the grocery.
Right.
And I don't know if people really realize that, but you do. I don't know if it's like a penny or 5 cents. I don't know what it is, but you do get a little discount for bringing in your own eco bag or any kind of bag.
Sure. Yeah, and that's a great best practice. You know, and if somebody wanted to start their own Green Policy Task Force, maybe they can create their own logos for their own eco bags and sell them at a profit and take that profit to put into a pot for the Green Policy Task Force to grow from and to be able to use. So, again, these seem like little steps, but they could have big outcomes.
Impact. Yeah, I like the idea of putting a logo on a bag, these little plastic bags, not plastic bag, but cloth bag, and sell them. That's an excellent fundraiser.
Yeah, I mean, really. you could run an art contest at your schools, right? And then whoever wins the art contest, you know, sell those bags to the PTA. There are tons of ways to skin the cat.
that really is a cool idea. Tell us a little bit about your awards. I missed it this year because I was in Georgia when you had the event. But tell me a little bit about the awards and why you decide to do it the time of year that you do.
Well, we run they're called the Greenies Awards, and they're really just, you know, they're a mock Oscar ceremony. Whereas we have winners walk up on stage on a green carpet. I'm not sure this is an original idea, but, you know, they walk up stage on the green carpet and they receive their award from the previous year's winners, okay? Yeah, it's great fun, and it's a way really to build community so that people get to know each other and they see each other and they learn about how, you know, maybe their neighbor is a beekeeper and they never knew it, or, you know, they hear about how to compost, or, you know, any number of things that people are doing, and it's exciting and it builds a community, and it's a way for us to say thank you for those little steps that we're talking about. but really they're heroic because they'll have long-term impact. So while this is all fun and tongue-in-cheek, it's actually serious. We're very happy to be able to give the awards.
What's the youngest recipient of your award?
I know the oldest is 86 years old, and he is a beekeeper who does apitherapy, which is the stinging of bees to help control autoimmune diseases such as MS. And there's a lot of research being done on the effects of whatever the bee venom is through the National Institutes of Health. And this guy is just great. He also does a lot of work for the New York State Agriculture Department on bee mites. I think they're mites that are killing the bees. So he's the oldest, and I think the youngest was a five-year-old kid who joined his – he was so cute. He went with his family. He goes every Sunday and volunteers on Groundwork Hudson Valley's Science Barge. We've got a floating urban sustainable farm right on the Hudson River. It's a big barge, and they grow tomatoes hydroponically, and it's fantastic. So this little kid goes on board every week with his four siblings and his dad, and he volunteers.
Oh, that is something I'm sure that he will remember for a lifetime. What a wonderful idea. And then again, you're reaching them early, and this way, thinking about the environment, doing the right thing for the environment, will be second nature to this person, and then with the hope that they will pass that information on to the next generation when the time comes. That is just phenomenal. Do you have a newsletter? Do you do a newsletter?
We do, but the newsletter is, again, that e-blast. I'm telling you, it's fantastic. You don't print anything. You're not using paper. You're not using ink. You're not using gas to deliver the things. It's all done on the computer.
I have to say that, I've been using email blast. Well, I've been actually using email blast, for decades.
You invented them, Pat.
I was one of the first people to sign up with the Constant Contact when they first came out, and it was unlimitedly free if you only went up, 500 names, and then they would put in some kind of pricing after that, and then it has evolved, and more people now are using it today. Now you have to pay, they give you a 60-day membership, but I was with them when they were free for under 500, and on the council, I have for the last, I would say almost the last 4 years, I have not really done a mailing. I haven't done a mailing at all. What we do exclusively is send out information as a form of an email blast, and for those individuals in my district, who, and I know the post office don't want to hear this, but for those people who live in my district, when they would ask me to send them information, I would just simply say, well, we don't have money, and that this is how we send out information. And if you want to participate, then you need to go to the library and get a free email, or if you happen to have an email, provide us with that, and that's how we stay in touch. And I tell you, it's just a phenomenal thing. And I think, as we move through the years, I'm seeing more and more people doing that. And I don't think, Laura, that people associate that way of communicating with being green. I don't think they put two and two together.
Right, exactly. And there are several companies out there that do offer these types of, graphically, they're pre, what is it called? You can choose from many
templates.
That's the word.
Yeah.
Templates. So you can choose the template that you like, and you can create it for yourself and, put your touches on it. But you don't have to be any kind of computer expert or wizard at all. If I can do it, believe me, anybody can do it. because I'm not great at the computer.
And at the same time, you're saving the environment, which is really, really, really important. Let's talk a little bit about the Board of Ed, and one of the things we didn't touch on, and I know that you do, and you said a little bit about the green awards when you give it, but Earth Day. And I know that during Earth Day, you get the kids involved and at the different schools. And how can you tell the little, can you tell my listeners about what you do in terms of Earth Day and how you get the children involved?
Well, we actually took Earth Day and we expanded it, and we created Earth Month because we'd really like it just to be
wonderful.
Earth Year and then Earth Decade and Earth Life and. We want every day to be Earth Day. But what we did is we created a month of events around the environment. So we had an environmental film series. We had composting workshops, and we had nature walks, and we had one way that we involved the kids, which they love, is to bring them out into the woods, and they cut invasive vines, kudzu vines. We had kids do environmental public service announcements through their little TV departments at school, and then we put them on our local TV station. They hosted events. We had them do, oh my gosh, I can't remember all the things. Demonstrations and on biodiesel versus regular gasoline, and you know, anything that tied in with your school's curriculum, we supported and promoted, and helped give them ideas if they didn't have any.
I have to say that I had the opportunity to go by the Riverside School, and just so happened they. You know, doing my yearly tour, and they just so happened they were working on the commercials, and I went. They took me to the graphics department, and let me tell you, I was amazed. I mean, those commercials clearly could have been seen on Channel 7. They were just that good, and the thought process in which the children put into these commercials, and just the animation and the designs, and then again, you know, the learning of the environment was just phenomenal. Absolutely. And did these commercials air?
They are running on our local TV station, on our government access channel. And I think we had about 15 of them this year. So they run periodically. And that's another way that, you know, we get our message out and that we encourage the students. We also invite them to have a student representative from the school come to our Green Policy Task Force meetings. We had a terrific kid who started a composting program at his school. You know, so it just, it all works together, you know, when you just need to be supportive and organized.
Well, Laura, I just really thank you for, you know, for all that you do and all that you continue to do for the city of Yonkers, for the state of New York, and for the world as a whole, because certainly you're doing important work. You, along with your committee members, that's the City of Yonkers Green Policy Task Force, and I know that you're making a difference not only in, you know, our lives, but our children's lives and our children's children's lives. And I just want to thank you for that, and for thanking you also for being a part of the Drive at 5 Live. But before we conclude our show, I want you to give everyone your information. One more time, if they want to contact you.
In via email or telephone or
email and both. You can do both.
Well, you know how long my last name is, Pat.
Okay. So give your phone number then.
Okay. Yeah. The last name will get everybody totally confused. The phone number at Yonkers City Hall is 914-377-6067. And if I may one quick thing, that without the City of Yonkers supporting us, we wouldn't be able to do as much as we do. So, you know, it takes a good working relationship. And a city like Yonkers that has this vision, and, you know, we're not making them any money, but they're still, you know, they look at this as an investment for the future of Yonkers, and I just think that it's fantastic.
Well, thank you again for all that you're doing.
Okay, take care, Pat.
Okay, take care.
Okay,
great.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. It's so hard to believe that a 1 hour has gone by so quickly. But before we go, I just wanted to say that, you know, to our sponsors, I wanted to list them again. That's LaBear for event planning, Jewels by Elan for fabulous, fabulous jewelry, and Beyond Elegance for value and quality and luxury without the cost interior decorating. And our main sponsor is Artists International, and if anyone needs to contact me in reference to our sponsors, our guests on our show, you can contact me at Tricia, T-R-I-C-I-A, at artistny, that's ArdyssNY.com. We look forward to seeing each and every one of you next week, where we have Mr. and Mrs. Lyons, who will talk about H2 Origins, which is the water. And then we're also going to have Jackie Evett, who will be talking about rough stuff and also a insect repellent. So we're looking forward to that. And in the meanwhile, we hope that each and every one of you have a safe and wonderful, wonderful week. Thank you for supporting us. Good night.
AVS Media Demo. AVS Media Demo. AVS Media Demo. AVS Media Demo.